Turn to 1 Peter, if you wouldn't mind. 1 Peter, and we're going to be in the, we're still in the first chapter. Lord willing, Miss Kayla will finish up the first chapter today. I'm not promising, but we'll just see how far we can get. But I've really been blessed in doing this study and preparing it. And I hope that it's been blessing you guys as well. God is so good. Why don't we give him some praise real fast, guys? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Okay, so 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19 is where we're going to start today. Oh, man, this is good. I hope you guys are excited. I hope you guys are ready to be blessed. But with the precious blood of Christ, talking about our salvation this morning, amen, you have a reason to rejoice. Listen, we need to be stoked up all this week. Amen. Just like Sister Claudia was saying, we need to get our eyes off of ourselves and let's focus on what's really been done for us. What separates you from your neighbors? What separates you from the rest of the world? Amen. You've accepted this precious, precious gift. Amen. Okay. But with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. So in the Old Testament, they had to sacrifice these lambs. You know what I'm talking about? That's what they did. And that was kind of like an IOU for their sins. They were looking forward to what the Messiah was going to do for them. Amen. But we have that wonderful, awesome privilege of looking back and seeing what Jesus Christ did for us. Amen. But what did they have to do? They had to take a pure lamb that they looked at. There could be no outside blemishes or defects. It had to be perfect. And then they would sacrifice it. Amen. So to the reader or the hearer of this letter, when they're getting this news, they're like, yes, that makes perfect sense. Because Jesus Christ was what, guys? Jesus Christ was our lamb. Amen. So from the moment that Jesus Christ died on that cross, guess what? Those Old Testament sacrifices, they didn't have to do that anymore. You know what I mean? Aren't you glad, amen, that we don't have to do that anymore? There's no reason at all for that to be done because Jesus Christ died once, amen, for all our sins. Now check it out. But with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. In John chapter 1, you got it on your monitors right here, 29, check this out. This is John the Baptist. This is a really, really good verse, okay? This is John the Baptist when he sees the Messiah. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, listen up, guys. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Isn't that awesome? You can't be saved on your own. You guys know that already, amen? You're not good enough. You're not rich enough. The standard is perfection. You know what I mean? We're nowhere near perfection. Amen. We're not even in the same ballpark. We're not even in the same arena. Amen. But God loved you so much. And this really does need to be something that gets us fired up. Amen. God loves us so much. Now listen, I did not put this on your monitor, but I want to read it to you guys real fast. Ephesians 2 and verse 8. For it is by grace you have been saved. Isn't that wonderful? Without that grace, without that wonderful, precious blood of Jesus Christ, we are in a bad place. We're in a bad position. Amen? But because of that grace, our whole eternity is going to be absolutely wonderful. Amen? And so we really can change the way we handle things. You know what I mean? We are blessed. We are blessed like nobody else on the face of this earth. So when we started this study, Peter was saying, you know what? So much has been done for you. Amen. So when trials come, don't let them steal your joy. Persevere through these trials. Amen. And then he began to talk about in a more recent study that, hey, God, so much has been done for you. You are so blessed. Amen. So when temptation arises, you don't have to give in to that. You don't have to be captivated or carried off by what this world has to offer you. You are blessed. You're a pilgrim passing through. Amen. God has something wonderful and precious. And so right now, same thing. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are so blessed. And so much has been done for you. The power of sin has been broken over your lives. Do we even understand what that really means? Think about that. Jesus Christ paid a price. Okay, and the only power sin can have over us now is what we give, what we allow. You know what I'm saying? And that's very convicting. Amen. Because I'm pretty confident in saying that I mess up all the time. But you know what? If I keep my focus on the Lord, I'm going to mess up a lot less. Amen. If I can be thankful and grateful for what has been done for me, amen, I can mess up a lot less. Can I get a witness?
Yes.
Up in this. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 2 and verse 8. For it is by grace you have been saved. Isn't that wonderful? Through faith. So you heard the message and you believed it. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. So I'm going to ask everybody right now to just give the Most High God some praise right now for that precious gift. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, think about it, guys. I know I kind of harp on this, but it's the best thing in the whole wide world, isn't it? That we don't have to, you know what we deserve? We deserve hell. I don't like saying that, but that's what we deserve. We have all broken God's laws. You know what I'm saying? But he loves you so much that he said, no, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. Amen. I want you to enjoy an eternity with me. Okay, so I hope we're stoked up. But with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb, without blemish or spot. Verse 20. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you. Wow. What in the world does that mean? He was foreknown before the foundations of the world. Okay, so check this out, man. Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, listen to me, everybody, that was not plan B. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. That was not a plan B. God knew that he was going to create mankind. God knew that mankind was going to fall. And God knew that his own son would lay down his life so we could be redeemed. Amen? So this wasn't some weird snowball effect or some weird chain of events where Jesus Christ all of a sudden finds himself on a cross. But this was the Lamb slain before the foundations of the earth. Do you hear what I'm saying this morning? All the Old Testament pointed to this point in time when Jesus would lay down his life for me and for you. Amen? Okay. He was foreknown before the foundations of the world. Amen? Was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you. Isn't that good? Isn't that wonderful? Revelations 13 and verse 8. The Lamb who was slain from the creation of the world. Think about that, guys. Think about, like I said, Jesus on that cross was not plan B. God the Father didn't slip off the throne. He didn't start biting his fingernails. He didn't start pulling out his hair when Eve and Adam ate of that fruit. He knew all this. Matter of fact, before brick number one was laid in the foundation of this earth, it had already been decided. It had already been determined that Jesus Christ was going to die for me and for you. Can we start to see the grandeur just a little bit of how big this thing is? You know what I mean? We're just this tiny, tiny little speck in a sea, in an ocean of millions upon millions of people. But God loves us as individuals, amen? He loves us so much. Bobby Jean Joyner, he is so, so much in love with you and so involved in what you're going through right now. You're not just another face in the crowd. He loves you so much, and he is right there with you every step of the way. No matter what you're going through, no matter if it seems like nobody really gets what you're going through, like no one really cares what's going on in your life. Listen, I can't speak for anybody else in here, but I'm going to tell you right now, the Most High God loves you so much, and he is so devoted to you and so concerned about what you're going through. Amen? And he will never leave you or forsake you. In the darkest times that you've ever been through or will ever go through, he is with you, and he loves you with an undying love. So go ahead and give him some praise. Thank you, Jesus. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you. We have that wonderful privilege of looking back where the rest of the world, the rest of time in the Old Testament, they were expecting a Messiah. And a lot of them, let's be honest, a lot of them missed the Messiah. You know what I'm saying? But we get the privilege of looking back, and we can be full of joy. We can see, man, this was prophesied hundreds of years before it happened. And that should get us stoked up, man, that my God does not lie, that I serve a living God that keeps his word. Amen? So like in other places in this Bible, I can spend my time in it and I can stand on these promises. Amen? When you're going through a hard time, and I know a lot of you are going through some difficult times, some difficult seasons right now, stand on these promises. Amen? Because your God does not lie. Amen? He keeps his word. Amen? So we have this wonderful, awesome thing where God, in human flesh, walked on earth, knows exactly what it is, feels like to be tempted. Amen? He knows exactly what it feels like. He just never gave into it. You know what I'm saying? So he knows how you feel. He knows. He knows our frame. He's acquainted with us. He knows what it feels like to be betrayed by people that he loves. You know what I mean? Okay. But you are blessed. You are blessed. Don't ever doubt that. You are blessed and you are special to the Lord. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of us. You know what I mean? Millions upon billions of folks, man. But God looks down and he says, that's my baby right there. You're not alone. Amen? Get that in your noodle. Get it in your heart. You are not alone. Let's go to the next slide. 1 Peter 1 and verse 21. Who through him, talking about Jesus, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Amen. That's awesome, isn't it? There's only one way. You guys, we got to get this, okay? This isn't really up for debate. I mean, we can debate about it, but this is how it is. This is what the Bible says, okay? There is only one way to the Father, amen? There is only one way to be saved. The reason you can have a relationship with God the Father is because of what Jesus Christ did for you, amen? When we pray and we say, In the wonderful name of Jesus, we pray, amen. Or in Jesus' name we pray. That's not just something we throw at the end of our prayers. Jesus Christ is our access to the Father. He broke the veil so we can have that relationship with God. He saved our souls. He paid a price. He paid a debt that wasn't his. You know what I'm saying? He paid a debt that there's no way we could ever pay. That's how much you are loved, amen? You see what I'm saying this morning? The only way you can have a relationship with God the Father is by accepting what Jesus Christ did for you. Amen? Who through him are believers in God. It's got to be through Jesus. Amen? I hate to say it, but we need to understand that, man. That you got friends that have a respect and somewhat of an awe for a creator God. Can't quite wrap their mind around it. Well, we can't quite wrap our mind around it either, can we? But listen, that's not going to cut it. You have got to have faith in Jesus Christ. Amen? So, I definitely want us to invite people to church. I really want that to happen. But that's not the biggest thing, man. That's not the biggest thing. The biggest thing, what we need to do is witness to people. Tell them about the love of Jesus. Amen? Show them through our lives. That's the best witness you can do is show them through your lives. This is how Christians handle this sort of thing. No, I'm not going to take part in that because I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to condemn you. I'm not going to act like I'm better than you because I know I'm not better than you. You know what I mean? I've just accepted a wonderful, precious gift. And let me tell you about my Jesus. Amen? So we need to be about our Father's business. All of the Gospels talk about that Great Commission, guys. You know what I mean? And it's not about filling up pews and chairs and money and offering plates. That's all good. That's all nice. That's wonderful. But we have a job to do. It doesn't matter if those people you talk to ever step foot in this church. Amen? But we need to be about our Father's business. Amen? Who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory. That's good right there, man. Aren't you glad that your Savior is not in a tomb, a pile of bones somewhere? Man, we would be wasting our time. Let's just be honest. We would totally be wasting our time if Jesus Christ was in a tomb somewhere. Amen. But the Lord God Jehovah raised him from the dead. And listen to me. The same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. You know what I mean? We are blessed. Look at your neighbor and say, you're blessed, man. You're blessed. You know you're blessed. I know it's been a rough week. I know it's been hard. I know it's been crazy. But you know you're blessed, right, Brother McClary? So we're not going to be discouraged. We know too much about him. Amen? Who raised him from the dead and gave him glory. Well, if he ain't in that tomb, where is he at, man? He's seated at the right hand of the Father. Amen? See, our God keeps his word. Amen? Okay. who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. There's only one way to the Father. Amen? You got to have Jesus or you can't have God. You know what I mean? Let's understand that right now. That's kind of a touchy subject with some people, but man, that's not something we can really go around. That's not, well, should I wear a dress to church or should I have long hair or short hair? That's not really up for debate, man. You got to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You got to. Amen. That is your only way to eternal life. Someone say, can you back that up? I'm glad you asked. Just because I got three verses, but I could give a gazillion. All God's people said a gazillion. Okay, John 14 and verse 1. And if y'all are good, we'll stop at three verses. You know how I'm about driving the point home? And Sister Claudia said, yeah. John 14 and verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Has your hearts been troubled this week? Yeah. And you know, there's a time to mourn. And there's a... we live in a crazy, crazy world where bad things happen all the time. Amen? But listen to this verse right here. We have the Lord God. We have Jesus Christ. We have the Holy Spirit. And see, we can have peace. We don't have to be stoked up and happy when tragedy hits, but we can have peace and we can have joy because of that assurance of knowing, hey, God has allowed this and God is going to work it out. Amen? And we need to understand that God himself is the remedy for our problem. Amen? That God gives himself, that you are never alone. You see what I'm saying this morning? He gives us peace, real lasting peace, but that peace comes from the fact that he is with you. Amen? So if we have that mindset, man, I can go into the tough interview. Who cares, man? God's with me. Amen? Isn't that good? I thought it was good. I don't know. Okay. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. Amen? You can't have one without the other. Amen? That's not an opinion. You see what I'm saying? That is fact. That is scripture. John 10 and verse 30. Listen to this. I and the Father are one. See that? You can't have one without the other. I think you guys are getting it. But because I love you, I'm going to give you one more verse. Okay. John 14 and verse 6. Jesus answered. Oh, this is so good. This is really, really good right here. John 14 and verse 6. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. The only way to that life, the only way to that eternal life is through Jesus Christ. He already paid that price. You can't do it on your own. Peter's just saying, man, you are blessed, man, because somebody preached the gospel to you and you knew it was the truth and you accepted it. Now you are a saved person. Amen. Now, because of all this goodness, amen, let's work on a behavior issue or two. You know what I mean? And we can do this. We can be more obedient to this word than we've ever have been before. We definitely can. Each and every day, we can get more and more obedient to this word. Can I get a witness? We just got to prioritize what's important. And I know we're all growing, and we're all on that journey. You know, sometimes, man, we take two steps back, don't we? Amen? But let's get moving in that right direction again. Okay, John 14 and verse 6. Jesus answered, I am the way. That's the only way to salvation, the only way to heaven. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's powerful right there. That's powerful. And that's not popular. That is a very unpopular thing to say right now. But just because something is unpopular does not mean it's not the truth. And it also, it does not mean that you're not obligated to spread that truth. You know what I mean? We need to use wisdom in how we witness. Amen? We want to be obedient to the Lord, but we can't sugarcoat, we can't candy coat, we can't white out that part in the Bible. This is what God says, amen? And we cannot deny or decide that we want God, but we don't want Jesus. It don't work that way. Amen? Okay. Hold on one second. talk amongst yourselves. Like you need my permission, right? No, I'm playing. God is good. Ooh, man, I'm going to get in trouble. Okay, 1 Peter 1 and verse 22. Best thing to do is just move along. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love. Okay, now Peter's getting to the meat and potatoes right here. You're blessed. Now let's work on something here. Having purified your souls by the obedience to the truth. That's awesome. That's great. You heard the word. Amen. And you accepted that. That's awesome. That is great. Right? Because if you didn't, you wouldn't be saved. So that's really, really awesome. Amen. You are a different person now. Amen. Having purified your souls by the obedience of the truth, you heard that gospel and you said, yes, I need that. And the only way you're even able to say, yes, I need that is because God pulled you to it. Amen. You know what I mean? Having purified your souls by the obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love. Wow. Are you serious, Peter? You want me to love my brothers? A sincere brotherly love. Up until this moment, we've been talking about you're saved and you didn't do nothing for it. You just accepted something. Now, I expect you to love your brothers. Well, not my sister, no. All of them, the whole kit and caboodle, your church family, your brothers and sisters in Christ. When a visitor comes into this church, they should be like, man, that is a diverse bunch of people, but they all love one another so much. You know what I mean? And a church, we all come from different backgrounds. We all have, we see things differently. We can have different political views. None of that stuff matters. You know what I mean? We are all children of the Most High God. Amen. You know what I love? You didn't know this about me. Maybe you did, Josh. You probably did. I love to go somewhere with all my children in my car and have them bicker and fight and say, you know, that is just wonderful. You're trying to do something nice for them, you know, maybe you could be doing something else, but you want to spend some time with the kids and you're driving somewhere and they're just fighting and saying, well, you're saying all kinds of mean stuff to one another. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that great? Doesn't it just make you feel like, oh, it's all been worth it? It's just so wonderful. No, hey man, what do you think God feels like when he looks down at us and we're talking about blank, you know, blank Jones, or what's the word you say for a woman that's Jane Doe. Talking about Jane Doe or John Doe. You're talking about these people harshly, you know. Maybe we should pray about them. Amen. Maybe we should pray for them. Amen. But see, this is a sincere God type of love is what Peter is saying we should have for our brothers and sisters. That's pretty tough. That's pretty hard because we are different. Amen. But we can do it because so much has been done for us. Amen. And maybe we don't even feel like it because of those differences. And sometimes people are just abrasive. Sometimes people just rub you the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? Can I get a witness? It doesn't matter, man. Jesus loves you. He died for you. So the power of sin is broken over your life. So you don't have to be bitter. You don't have to be rude. You don't have to be mean. Not saying that anybody in here is. I don't want, somebody keeps writing bad words on my windshield when I'm preaching. No, I'm playing. It was my kids. No, I'm playing. Anyways, let's get back on track. Having purified your souls by the obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love. Love one another earnestly from a pure heart. Do you hear that? So this isn't a hypocritical thing right here. You see what I'm saying? This isn't a selfish type of love where I love hanging out with this person because this person makes me feel good. Or I like being there for that person because that person always pays the bill. You know? That's nice, that's sweet, that's swell. But we're to love one another with a sincere love. A God type of love. Well, how? All God's people went, What is that kind of love? What is that? Well, he died for us. and he didn't have to. You see what I'm saying? This is what God expects from us, to love one another. Amen. Let's be honest. You know, right now, raise your off. Should we be honest in church this morning? Listen, man, you cannot really have a heart for a lost and dying world if you don't love your brothers and sisters in Christ. You see what I'm saying? That's what we're getting at right here. Well, how am I going to love my brothers and sisters in Christ? You know these people are aggravating. I see them twice a week, and oh my goodness gracious, you know. No, okay, never mind. Okay. How are we going to love our brothers and sisters in Christ? By loving the Most High God. The more you love God, the more you fall in love with him, the more you are going to want to be obedient to his word, even when it's difficult. You know what I'm saying? And when we begin to love our brothers and sisters the way we're supposed to love them, guess what? The world is going to see that, and that'll be attractive to some of them. Amen? You know what I'm saying? And that's a witness right there. But we have to have a love for our brothers and sisters, and we got to move outside of these four walls as well. There's a world that needs us. Amen? Okay. Love one another earnestly from a pure heart. Hallelujah. Let's go to the next slide. Is everybody doing all right? We've had donuts up here for like 2 days in a row. It has nothing to do with the sermon. I'm just thinking, man, I wonder if there's one left. Okay. 1 Peter 1 and verse 23. Since you have been born again, I want you to love your brother and sister in Christ. I'm tired of these squabbles in these churches. You know what I mean? Well, it's difficult. Yeah, it's difficult, but listen, man. You're not that same person anymore. Since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. Man, that is wonderful. That is awesome. You're not the same person you used to be. You understand that, right? You're in the same fleshly body. Amen. We are regenerated. Amen. We can love others. We can love others, guys. We really, really can. I'm not trying to talk you into it. I'm saying that we can do this, man, if you want to do it, because you are a new creation in Christ. Amen. The power of sin is broken over your life if you want it to be broken. Amen. The only room Satan has is the room that you're going to give him. You see what I'm saying? And this is what God expects of us. And I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. I don't do it perfectly. I do it a lot better than you guys. I'm playing. I am playing, man. Everyone just bow your heads. Let's just get out of here. Since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. Oh, I didn't give it to you. I want to read this verse right here. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17, coming to you out of the NIV. Therefore, listen up. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, are you in Christ? Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. Amen. That just said, you're not that person anymore. So you don't have to live like that person anymore, because there's been a change inside you. Your eternal destiny has been changed. You need to focus on that and let God do this work in you and stop being so mean and grumpy to everybody. Right? All right. Okay. Verse 24. For all flesh, this is true. I think I can get some amens out of this one. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flowers of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls. Okay. So here's the deal. You are a new creation. This flesh man is going away. Have y'all figured that out yet?
Yeah.
You probably don't see as good as you used to. There's a lot of things, man, I can talk about. You know, I don't feel like I used to feel. We ain't getting any younger, okay? These bodies, they're going to get buried one day. You understand what I'm saying? But you will live on. Now, why is that? Because of what Jesus Christ did for you. You see what I'm saying? And that same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you. You know what I mean? So I can be obedient to this word a lot better than I've been. Can I get a witness? Okay. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flowers of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls. When I was a young man, that verse seemed like so unimportant. You know, when I would hear that, you know, oh, we're like grass, and you know. But hey, man, let's face it. We all are running out of time here. We only have a certain amount of time. Amen. People I love, people I know pass away almost every week. You know, and that's one reason why I can be excited, man. You know what I mean? Because I'm coming. I'm coming. To, yeah. We're heading that way. That's the way we're going. But God's got something for us to do here. For all flesh is like grass. So ain't no one getting out of this one. All flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flowers of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls. Verse 25. But the word of the Lord remains forever. Isn't that good? Heaven and earth will pass away. Everything's going to get redone, redid. But the word of God will never pass away. And guess what? What is the word made flesh? Jesus Christ. And because of what Jesus Christ did for me, I am going to live on forever and ever and ever. So give him some praise. And don't you think that we should try and get along down here before we get to the other side? But the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. And isn't that beautiful? The truth was given to you. God didn't have to give us the gospel. God didn't have to lay down his own son's life for us. Do you see what I'm saying? But that's how loved you are. That's how much you are loved. So I know life is hard and it's tough. And sometimes we don't want to be good to our neighbor. We don't want to be good to our brothers and sisters in Christ. You know what I mean? Sometimes we're busy and we're hectic and we just want to come in and out. You know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with that if we have a sincere love for our brothers and sisters. Amen? Amen. All right. Father God, we love you and we praise you, Lord. Your will be done in all our lives, Lord. Give us a hunger, Lord. If we're not hungry at this moment, Lord, give us a hunger and a desire to love our brothers and sisters in Christ, to be there for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen? To have a heart for a lost and dying world, to have a hunger to be obedient to your scripture, Lord. Give us a hunger to get into your word, Lord. Give us a desire to want to spend time in your word, Lord, and be that witness for you. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen.